Best Defense Foundation takes over 60 World War II vets back to Pearl Harbor for 80th anniversary. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 7, 2021. Best Defense Foundation, BDF, took over 60 World War II veterans back to Pearl Harbor to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the December 7, 1941 attack. The foundation partnered with American Airlines, Black Rifle Coffee, Born Primitive, Gary Sinise Foundation, Maui Brewing Company, Six Hour, Veterans United Home Loans, and others. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor came as the U.S. was still neutral in the combat that would be World War II. Japanese fighter planes zeroed in on Pearl Harbor just before 8 a.m. on Sunday, December 7, 1941, dropping torpedoes on U.S. naval vessels and using kamikaze tactics as well. History.com notes that the surprise attack destroyed or damaged nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships, and over 300 airplanes. The attack killed more than 2,400 Americans and injured approximately 1,000. The following day, December 8, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt spoke to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, saying, "Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." Roosevelt added, "No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make very certain that this form of treachery shall never endanger us again." The U.S. was at war. The Japanese surrendered in mid-August, 1945. Formal surrender papers were signed on board the USS Missouri September 2, 1945. Best Defense Foundation and its partners marked the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack by taking veterans back to Pearl Harbor, the place where U.S. involvement in World War II began. Best Defense Foundation posted this photo of the World War II veterans posing together in front of the American Airlines jet that carried them to the 80th anniversary event. The trip included lunch on the deck of the Missouri, the site of Japan's official surrender, and a trip to Wheeler Airfield, among other combat-related locales. Best Defense Foundation said of Wheeler, "Wheeler was the primary target in sight of the first attack on December 7, 1941. The Japanese attacked the airfield to prevent the numerous planes there from getting airborne and engaging them. The trip also included making sure the World War II vets met with current active duty military personnel in the area and sharing photos and memorabilia related to the date which will live in infamy." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.